USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sentenced last week to nearly 4 years in prison, former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort will be in a Washington, D.C. courtroom today, where he could get another 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. The Washington Post's reporter Philip Rucker says a pardon for Manafort by President Trump is not out of the question.
And the president has been quite sympathetic about the case of Paul Manafort and has been for many months now, including at the end of last week after the judge in Virginia issued that four-year prison sentence.
He spoke on MSNBC. Another union of flight attendants has written the FAA expressing concerns about the Boeing 737 MAX 8, which has been grounded by governments around the world after a fatal crash in Ethiopia Sunday that was the second deadly crash of such a plane in less than 5 months. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A former priest from New Jersey is dead, apparently murdered years after he was accused of sexually abusing young boys. Authorities say 70-year-old John Caparelli was found with a single gunshot wound to the neck a few days ago inside his home near Las Vegas. He'd resigned from the priesthood after he was first accused back in 1992. Former Vice President Joe Biden hinting that he's got a big announcement coming soon. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Members of the International Association of Firefighters chanted "Run, Joe, Run" before a speech by Biden. During the speech, he raised the issue of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
Why are the hell we arguing about that still?
Why is that even being argued? It must be permanently funded, period.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Lawmakers are taking a good hard look at President Trump's brand new budget proposal. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are poring over President Trump's financial blueprint. The $4.7 trillion budget proposal does make some deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. Arkansas Republican Steve Womack says the U.S. is in financial crisis and some tough choices need to be made.
As the Congressional Budget Office warned earlier this year, our nation is nearing a fiscal crisis. I would argue we're already in one.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A big happy birthday going out to the Internet. The World Wide Web is turning 30. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In March of 1989, English computer scientist Tim Berners-Lee submitted his idea to his bosses at a physics lab in Switzerland about a worldwide communication system. Berners-Lee admits today he never dreamed his idea would revolutionize the world. Now about half the planet's online and about 2 billion websites exist. But technically speaking, the World Wide Web is a little different from the Internet, as the web is the system we use to access the Internet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.